Join us for the Sharks NHL Draft Party on June 28th at 3 p.m. Witness the Sharks select number one overall for the first time in franchise history and celebrate the team's future with fellow Sharks fans. Don't miss out on experiencing this historic event with an electrifying atmosphere at SAP Center by securing your tickets today at sjsharks.com/thefutureisteal. That's sjsharks.com/thefutureisteal.
He scores! Score! Score!
The San Jose Sharks proudly present Sharks Hockey Digest. Here's your host, Dan Ruzanowski.
When the San Jose Sharks traded Timo Meier to the New Jersey Devils in February of 2023, there were a total of 13 players or draft picks involved in the deal. Clearly, it was a blockbuster move for GM Mike Grier and a major step in his building program. In the midst of all of those names, flight reservations, and contract analysis, the one forward coming back to potentially replace Meier on the Sharks roster was right wing Fabian Zetterlund. Zetterlund was a third-round New Jersey draft selection whose progress was slowed by a knee injury that he suffered in his native Sweden in 2018-19. Playing for the Binghamton Devils of the AHL for the next 2 years, he finally got the opportunity to skate with New Jersey, and he picked up his very first NHL goal in Arizona on April the 12th, 2022.
Now Mayo pinches in down the right wing wall, but his pass behind the net is intercepted, and the Devils will break out. Heischer controls the puck, makes a move on Kessel, goes cross ice, and they score! Fabian Zetterlund with his first National Hockey League goal! What a play by Nico Heischer. What a finish by the rookie.
Getting traded at the deadline to San Jose proved to be a big adjustment for Zetterlund. In 22 games with the Sharks to the end of the season, he didn't score any goals and he had just 3 assists, giving some pause to the development that he had been showing with the Devils. But a word from Lindy Ruff proved to be very encouraging. And that was followed up by an impressive training regimen that Fabian put into his summer work, along with spending lots of time in the Bay Area to get more comfortable in his surroundings. Because of all of that, some observers weren't expecting too much from Fabian Zetterlund this past season. However, true to the words of Lindy Ruff, it was only a matter of time before the Bay Area started taking to the Karlstad, Sweden native. It only took him 3 games to pick up his first goal in a Sharks uniform, and it happened at SAP Center against the Carolina Hurricanes.
Back in Sharks territory now. The Sharks regroup again. Headman feet. Zetterlund's got a breakaway from Hurdle. Moves in. Shoots. Score! Fabian Zetterlund slams his stick under the ice and then jumps up shoulder first into the glass. After a brilliant finish of a beautiful pass from Hurdle to Zetterlund, Fabian Zetterlund's first goal as a Shark is a thing of beauty. San Jose 1, Carolina nothing.
Zetterlund credited his acclimation to San Jose over that summer of hard training, and he said that it felt good to be increasingly rewarded as the season went on.
Yeah, I mean, getting in like from the scratch, you know, like start training camp, had a good camp. Just that was my goal, just coming in here positive, coming in the best shape I could, and just took it kind of from there. And it went good, and yeah, just trying to keep my head up the whole year.
On December 3rd at Madison Square Garden in New York, the Sharks fell behind 6-3 to the eventual President's Trophy winners. San Jose would lose this game 6-5, but Zetterlund was a key factor in scoring a big goal that started a valiant comeback attempt.
Chris Kreider, who got robbed by the post a few minutes ago, lost a chance there. Here's Duclair moving in for the Sharks. They shoot, score! Fabian Zetterlund getting the rebound and tapping it in after Duclair put it to the middle, and the Sharks get one back. They're down 6-4. Fabian Zetterlund getting credit for the goal.
After a come-from-behind win on Long Island in which Fabian didn't figure in on the scoreboard but was +4, the Sharks moved on to Detroit on that road trip, where they fell behind 4-0 to the Red Wings, and yet they put together a remarkable comeback to win the game in overtime. Zetterlund would score the team's second shorthanded goal on the same shift to get the team closer.
What else is going to happen? Well, the Sharks are still killing a penalty here. Jan Ruda is able to clear it. Could be a chance. Up ice come the Sharks. Breakaway for Zetterlund. He's moving in. He shoots. He scores! A shorthanded goal for Fabian Zetterlund on a breakaway. And the Sharks are now down by 2.
And then after Tomas Hertl tied the game with just 1:29 to play, Fabian would pick up the assist on the stunning game winner scored by Mikael Granlund 37 seconds into overtime.
Off the draw, Red Wings skate on the attack. Zetterlund checks it away from Larkin, but Larkin's a great skater. He goes back to his own zone to get that loose puck. A headman feed, Raymond. He's played well tonight. Crosses the San Jose line, throws it across the rink. Wallman in deep, drops it back to the right point off the skate of Raymond. It's poked at by Zetterlund. He's giving it a race. He might have a breakaway. He comes in, delayed penalty, throws it across. Granlund shoots, and he scores! Mikhail Granlund just won the game for the Sharks in the most spectacular comeback in many a year. The Sharks win 6-5 in overtime.
From the start of the season, Fabian really learned a lot by being on the same team and eventually on the same line as Mikhail Granlund.
Yeah, I mean, he's been kind of my dad this year. He's been great to play with, even off the ice. I learn something new every day from him, and just gonna keep doing that. I guess it worked out.
But Zetterlund also found solid chemistry with William Eklund, who picked up 45 points in his first full season with the Sharks. Fabian enjoys the fact that they're growing together along with the team.
Yeah, I mean, I think we do everything together. We're hanging out every day. I mean, it's fun to have him around, you know. He wants the same thing. He wants this organization to go forward, you know. And, he's a big part of the future, too. Like, you all can see, he's got some talent and skills on the ice, but even, like, off the ice, he's, like, taking a lot of steps, like, in the locker room and stuff. You could see that. He's going to be a great piece in the future.
Because both Zetterlund and Eklund have a head start on some of their younger teammates, they're going to have to assume some of the leadership as their careers continue to blossom. Fabian has observed the leadership qualities of players like Logan Couture and Tomas Hertl, and he is looking forward to replicating that as his career develops.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen Tommy and Couture, they've been carrying this team. I see how they did it, and I mean, I just follow through it, you know. I'm trying to be a leader out there too, and in the locker room, around everyone, you know. And so I'm just going to follow through that and just, keep going.
So how will Zetterlund show his leadership in the meantime?
Yeah, I mean, talk more, you know, get more confidence. Trying to get everyone on the same page, you know.
You're listening to Sharks Hockey Digest on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
We're visiting with right wing Fabian Zetterlund of the San Jose Sharks. After his first full season in a Sharks uniform, he talked about where he can improve his game in the coming years.
Well, I want to get better in everything. That's kind of my goal every summer to work on every stuff, you know, to get better in. I don't really need like a certain stuff to get better. Just wanted to build on everything and just be even better out on the ice, you know, like a better 200-foot player.
Although the Sharks were not heading to the playoffs, Zetterlund's game ramped up as the season came to an end. In fact, on the team's final road trip, he scored goals in each of the final two games in Edmonton and Calgary, giving him 24 for the season. Good steal. Granlund takes it away. Two-man attack moving in. Granlund holds it. Toe drags. Hangs on. Shoots. It hit his teammate. And they score. William Eklund poked at it. And finally it went in. That would have been the unluckiest of plays for Granlund after doing all of that work. Hit his own teammate, Fabian Zetterlund. But finally it's banged home. And William Eklund should get credit for it to make the score 9-2 Edmonton. 18 seconds left. Granlund's got it. Throws to Graf, takes it back. Granlund on the point. 13 seconds to play. Granlund to Zetterlund. Waits, shoots. Did he score? He scores! And Mikhail Granlund's point scoring streak is alive as Fabian Zetterlund scores on the power play with 8.9 seconds left in the game, ending Dustin Wolf's bid to get the shutout. With the season over, Fabian gave us an assessment of his year.
Yeah, I think, especially for me, it was. Was a season like I wanted to happen, you know. Felt like I took a lot of steps forward, and like I said, I had fun, and I love playing for this organization. So yeah, I'm looking forward for next season already.
Despite not making the playoffs, was he rewarded to see his NHL career making steady progress?
Yeah, I mean it's last year was tough. This year went better, so yeah, just gonna build on this year for the next one. Yeah.
What about the Sharks' future? Is Zetterlund optimistic?
Of course. I wanted to play for this organization, and I see a bright future in the organization. And it's gonna take time, but I mean, we all know it, and I mean, we can only get better.
Fabian also sees a definitive path for his own future with the club.
Yeah, of course. It was a big step for me, you know, kind of breakout season. But I mean, I'm not stopping there, you know. I always want more and high expectations on myself. And yeah, I mean, I just wanted to improve more and just always get better, you know. And that's my goal this summer too: go home and get stronger, get faster, everything, work on everything, you know, and come back even stronger.
Following another experience with the Swedish national team in the World Championships, Fabian is also looking forward to a summer in which he'll prepare for he and his teammates to be harder to play against next year.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're just going to go day by day, you know. Everyone going to get home right now, just chill for a bit, and then just go to work again, you know. Everyone's going to get better in everything, and just look ourselves in the mirror and just coming back strong next training camp.
At age 24, the sky is the limit for right wing Fabian Zetterlund. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dan Rusinowski.
You've been listening to Sharks Hockey Digest. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.